observant P1s may have picked up on the fact I wasn't here yesterday. I was sick. A couple nights ago, I got really, really sick, and it was vomiting. It was no sleep. It was laying in bed with labor pains because my stomach just had knives stabbing it. Horrible. Horrible to be that ill. But I can laugh about it now. I mean, right. You know, I got a little distance now. And it is funny when you're that sick because there's a lot of desperation stuff that goes on. And one of the desperation items that you, I guess, what is it? Sequester? What is it? Sequester. What is it that you requisition is you have to immediately get a hold of something to vomit in.
Sequester. Nobody.
So.
Nobody.
It was funny to go into the, to survey my area as I left for work this morning after the calmness had come about and the storm was over with. And I look at the wreck that my room is, the wreck that the bathroom is, because I had to get panic vomit can ready.
Oh, man.
And that required the bathroom trash can dumped out into the sink. So it's like all the, you know, paper that's in there and all that and old, you know, fast food cups and everything dumped out into the sink because I had to get a hold of that trash can to drag to the side of the bed for myself.
Wow.
That is messed up, yo.
Also, it's just such triage conditions. It's a mass unit when you're that sick.
Then what if you needed the sink at that point?
Well, this is one of those double sink vanity areas.
Whoa.
Yeah. My apartment ran a double sink vanity special.
Apartment?
When I signed my 6-month lease.
Lease?
Anyway, also on my bed, tell me this isn't a desperation item, I had a popcorn bowl sitting there ready for me to vomit in.
You had two vomit containers
ready at all times.
Wow, you were vomiting a lot.
And I realized there may be some, I didn't want any splashback from the bowl, so I lined that with paper towels.
That's terrible.
To cushion. But I will say in praise of myself, I didn't vomit in either of the emergency containers.
You made it every time.
I always made it to the porcelain throne before the baby bird neck strain and scream vomit occurred.
It's obviously the best place to vomit, but don't you just feel as low as you can go when you're on the floor, hunkered down over
on the
toilet?
Floor, yes, hugging a toilet, holding on to it. Yes, it's the lowest moment.
It's the nastiest place in your house.
And you don't care.
And you
just
don't care.
Please, just relief. I need sweet relief. And I did have neck strain vomit. I mean, it was just... George, it sounded like this. It was like...
Don't do it. Stop.
Jerry used to have a sound effect.
No,
you remember that?
Don't do it. We're trying to keep our listeners.
But after one extended session, there is nothing quite as glorious as the relief that you feel after the first time you vomit and get done with it.
Stop it.
It's not me. What? That doesn't make any sense. Now, there are different kinds of people on this show, even when it comes to vomit. And there are people like me who welcomes the first vomiting of the session to get that relief. Craig, you are known as an emetophobic is what they call you. That is a person who fears vomiting.
Yeah, I kind of do fear it. You know, I had my incredible 29-year non-vomit streak broken by some bad enchiladas when I got food poisoning. What was that, maybe 7 or 8 years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I haven't thrown up since. So I've thrown up once now in about 35 years.
Pretty good little record.
Pretty incredible.
Okay, when you threw up that one time, did that cure you of emetophobia?
I will say I'm not as averse to it, but I would still like to avoid it if at all possible.
Because in that 29-year streak, you had many times where you may have felt like you wanted to vomit, but you tried to avoid vomiting at all costs.
Oh, yeah.
And see, I can't stand that.
I'd ride out the sick.
Oh, I just hate the I hate the suspense.
Yeah, get it over with.
Because I'd rather have just that moment of sheer terror in hell than have 7 hours worth of trying to avoid that moment.
You know why I don't like it? Because I think it's when you are at your most vulnerable.
You afraid you get knifed?
Yeah, because your head is consumed with vomiting. Like if you have really bad number three, you can still kind of be vigilant. You
What's
can look around.
Three?
You can defend yourself because you're sitting there with awful number three. I mean, really awful. But you're still kind of you got
sounds
your,
like someone emptying a milk jug.
You got your wits about you, but when you are vomiting, hunkered over the toilet, you are so vulnerable. Anybody could do anything to you at that
That's
moment.
The worst.
So that's why you avoid vomiting?
Maybe
it's because you don't want to be mugged? Or?
Maybe it's a reason, yeah.
Huh, okay.
We did wonder if you had the great equalizer as well.
What is the great equalizer?
Oh, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You vomit out another portal.
You vomit out another portal.
It's terrible number three.
And why is that called the great equalizer?
Well, just because.
Because if at that moment, if Queen Elizabeth has it or a homeless guy has it, they are equals.
Yep.
Sir, they're equal no matter what.
Not really.
Gosh, the way you think, it's unbelievable. So I tried to do some research as to how often the average adult human vomits during a year.
Huh.
And it is strange to me how many Google results come up. But it's all people proposing the question and other people trying to crowdsource the answer as opposed to an actual study, a medical study that determines on average how often people vomit. And most of the folk wisdom on this is that people vomit once every year and a half, which that seems a little bit too often to me because a lot of the other answers I was finding were people saying, hey, I haven't vomited in 10 years. Hey, I haven't vomited in 15 years. Hey, it's been 7 years for me. So people going multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
And as I read those answers, I got to thinking how fortunate we are as an animal on this planet that we only vomit once every 7 years.
Yeah, dogs vomit dogs like every day.
Seven times
every
day. A day.
Yeah.
So what causes them to vomit so much more often than the human?
Well, at least for my own dogs, it has to be what they eat.
Well, but yours roam outside.
Yeah.
Poop. But how can a dog live inside, get hand-delivered food to them every day from some high quality? Hey, the people at the pet store said this was, it's $50 a bag, but I think it'll be good for
it's
them.
Organic.
Yeah, it's organic. Like a dog cares about that.
I don't care.
And how are those dogs still vomiting? They'll eat a bowl of food, vomit it up, and then eat it again.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have something to do with their stomach and they do it on purpose to
annoy you?
No.
To prank you?
It's somewhere between normal consumption of food and someone who's bulimic and throwing up all the time on purpose. It's like they kind of do it on purpose, but it's normal.
It's a bold claim as to their intention that they're doing it on purpose.
That's a bold statement.
The dog's big panic is grass eating. That's their big panic.
Well, I heard that they eat grass in order to throw up.
Yeah.
That when they're not feeling well, they go out and eat grass so they can throw up.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask to you two guys, because you're both big vomiters. How often?
What?
I'm not really.
How often do you vomit?
I bet it's been 5 or 6 years since the last time I did.
Yeah, it's probably been a matter of years.
Well, when my kids were little, it seems like we had a bug every 1 or 2 years. We would have a massacre.
They bring that home.
Yes.
Gordo, for you, it's only been a day.
I know it. Yeah.
One day. That's the progress.
Yeah, my clock has been reset now, and I'm definitely the, I'm bringing up the rear here.
Small sample.
Oh, yeah.
Small sample, but on average, you throw up every day.
Okay, so I'm a day. How long are you going on, Giorgio?
I bet it's been 5 years since last time I threw up, yeah.
Junior, you estimate 7 years.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was about 2010.
Sean?
It's been about a year, but I had the flu last year, and it was a full day of it, so that upped my life average, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have neck strain?
Oh, neck strain, you get the little blood vessels on your face that pop out.
You know what I think is one of the worst moments is the right afterwards, the
You spit.
Yeah, the little small spits that are just going on.
Blow your nose out.
The egg white driven off
you
of your lips.
Can't talk about it anymore. No more. Stop.
We are reduced to such animals
yes,
at that point.
No more. You got burn chunk in your nose.
You're looking for anything to rinse out your mouth.
Right. Oh, God.
Stop it. And don't ever look in the mirror because you'll see.
Just looks like you're facing your own vegetable mortality. Soup on your face.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. That's enough vomit talk.
Welcome back, Gordo.
Yeah, thank you very much.